This podcast supports an autosave feature. Please do not turn off your device when you see the autosave icon. Welcome, everybody, to Save File 2 of the Autosave Podcast. I'm here with... Oh, crap. I need to fix this. Boom. Yes. I'm here with Crash Fistfight, a.k.a. Mark McCrash from Sugar Ray. What's up? What's up,
and
buddy?
I'm here with HBO's hit television series about prison, Cosmic.
Oh, that's good, man.
I lied to you. I didn't have one prepared. I just
you
thought
just
of that.
You just thought of that? But you called me Kazi Cosborn last week.
That was the big one.
I feel like you got to step up your game one. A little bit.
I can't. That was it. We based our entire podcast off of that joke, so now it's like...
So we have to just... Yeah. We have to keep going to think of shit.
We do.
I kind of went through a lot of different stuff. For those of you listening and watching, we did come back today with another Tap 10. We kind of revamped the format a little bit. We're going to do 5 and 5 instead of 10 and 10 because it did get a little... It was a little long, and also, you know, that just kind of was a his 10, my 10, not a collective The Autosave Podcast 10. Tap 10.
It wasn't a Tap 10.
It wasn't a Tap 10.
It was a Tap 20.
So, yeah, it kind of was a Tap 20.
It was a Tap 20.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I really enjoyed that. I really did. Because
It was great.
The more we talk about ourselves, the happier I am.
And also, the more we talk about ourselves, the more people know who we are, you know?
Yeah.
And unintentional, but soon to be a thing, as our hoodies.
Team Red, of course.
Team Blue. What was Red and Blue in Pokemon Go? Red was like, or Blue was Mystic, right? Red was... Booty butts.
For Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon?
That was Pokemon just... Go?
Pokemon. Oh, for Pokemon Go.
The teams, yeah.
I was going to say, the only Pokemon that matters is the original team, which was just Red and
Blue. Yeah, Red and Blue.
The only ones that matter.
Right. So we have
I got some news real quick, just personal news.
Yeah, hit me with personal news.
Before
we get into gaming news, we'll talk about your personal news.
Because we got some good things happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on day shift now. So I will be available every night after 7 o'clock, whatever time zone we're in.
Easter.
So what I'm planning on doing? No, it's not Easter yet. Easter is in like 2 weeks.
Sorry,
it's okay.
I'm sorry, you can't hear me.
So I plan on doing a lot more streaming during the day.
Oh snap!
From probably like early 9, 10 a.m. till about 5 or 6 on my days off. Over at Crash Fist Fight.
Twitch.tv/CrashFistFight.
Crash Fist Fight. I think that, it's just Crash Fist Fight.
Yeah.
I should know this. I should know this when I'm trying to plug my channel. Also, and real quick, I have been, for those that don't know, which is... My name is Earl. It's a television show.
Mm.
And Randy is played by, I forget the actor's name. But
Ethan Supley.
Ethan Supley.
Yep.
And he originally basically said that. He's like, if I could make up any name, I'd be Crash Fistfight, which is something that my roommate showed me and then I saw and I stole from him. And I've recently been watching Boy Meets World and Harley calls Corey Johnny Baboon. So I had like, I thought that was just hilarious. Like, I want to be Johnny Baboon. That I wanted, but then I was like, well, shit, I can't like.
We made all this marketing and all this
shit. I've committed
shit.
To this at this point. But what's cool is that Ethan Supley?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Yep,
Ethan Supley?
You nailed it. Good job,
was
friend.
Also in Boy Meets World. So I'll take it.
Vis-a-vis, you are the same thing.
Yes. If I was like considerably overweight, we'd probably look alike. But I actually think he lost weight. I hope he did. I hope he's.
I think he did. He's in something else recently. Mm-hmm. Before we actually though get into gaming news, did you want to talk about what you've been doing? Let's talk about what we've been doing lately, minus one thing that is on the list because we're going to talk about that.
Oh, you're talking about
Saksui's?
Old sushi with side of rice.
Yeah. Shakira, Never Blink Twice.
Yep. For a hot list, I have been playing video games.
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of work. Feeling a little sick.
Feeling the little feelings.
Feeling a little sick. It's stupid because when you're sick, you know, you're supposed to not feel well and you're not supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I just keep fucking eating. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to lose weight here. And I just keep fucking eating, even when I'm sick. So it's whatever.
It's whatever.
It is what it is. But I've been playing a lot of games. I got some good stuff to talk about. I got a platinum trophy, platinum trophy story, Toy Story.
You want to get into those before we get into the gaming news?
Let's boot this. Let's kick it off with the gaming news. But you got to say what you've been up to.
Yeah. Oh, what I've been up to? Not a lot. I've played a little bit of games. We played a little bit of League. Shashinkers. People do stuff twice, which has been a big meme in our group. Actually, just making up pictures of different names of the game.
It's so funny.
We should probably post a couple of those on Twitter.
I'm wondering. Instagram. Let me see. We got a lot to talk about. Game for sure.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a good majority. The gaming news I want to get through fairly quickly. Not quickly, but like not spend too much time on it.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah. Another thing that's been going on in my life. I don't know if I mentioned it in any of the other episodes, but I was quote unquote let go from my most recent job because I was a contractor. So they decided, they were like, hey, we're not going to extend your contract. We're going to do this and this. So I was like, oh crap.
Boo.
Yeah. So I was like, what the hell am I going to do? I have bills I got to pay. So I applied at this place and I got a call for an interview 2 hours later and the interview 2 days later. So like 2 days later, I had an interview for something like in the middle of the week, they just told me. And then that next Monday, they offered me the job. And then I got an email later on that day for a second interview at this other place at the University of Michigan. So I just had that interview today. So now I don't know what I'm going to do because I potentially have to.
He's a doctor for all those curious. Totally. He's a children's doctor. He saves lives daily.
Yes, so, on the regular.
On the regular. Saving, he's a hero.
Yeah. Saving children's lives on the regular.
Send us money.
Donations. but yeah, that's what's going on with me. Playing some games. Nothing new yet. Oh, I actually did start Far Cry New Dawn, which is a really interesting take on a Far Cry game. They kind of added all these RPG elements to it, which I really enjoy. If you guys have not got it or would like to check it out, it is on sale for $20.
$20.
Yeah, instead of the $40. So
remember what I always say.
What did you
cancel your browsers, cancel your Pornhub subscription, which why do you have one of those, and buy the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Just buy more games.
And actually, now that we're talking about stuff, you know how you had that story about that game store on our first episode?
Hell yeah.
There's a game store by me called, what's the name of the, I think it's called just like Gameplay.
Is it in Redford?
It's in Livonia. Yeah, it's just called Gameplay. It's kind of like
Telegraph Road?
No, it's on 7 Mile.
7 Mile. Okay, there's a Gameplay. There's one in Redford on Telegraph that I just went to.
Oh, really?
And I actually, go ahead with yours, because
I didn't go there yet, but.
Okay.
But I want to go there. Oh, yep, same store. Cool. Yeah, I want to go there and kind of report back with some info on it, so keep your ears peeled for that.
I thought it was just like a
GameStop. That's what it looks like to me.
I thought it was a privately owned thing. Like, it was just some dude opening up. I didn't know that there was more of them, but I went in there and had a really good experience.
That's good.
I went in there. I always, if I drive by, I always go there because, you know, it's a smaller shop.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy something. So they had Lair for PS3, and that game's terrible, but it was like $3. And, I'm talking to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, I remember this, and we're bullshitting about that.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's checking the game. He like took the disc out and cleaned it.
Oh.
And it's like, and it like it's a Blu-ray disc, you know.
I mean, they
don't get smudges on it, but they don't scratch or anything.
Very easily.
I just was like, I noticed that because I'm like, you know, he might not do this with everybody, but he might. You know, he just genuinely seemed to care about.
Yeah, I think that's how like all little shops are, you know. I like Far Cry 5. I'm holding the disc up for the viewers, but for the audio people, I'll explain. My Far Cry 5 disc, I cannot find the case for, and it's been out of its case for a long time, just sitting on my other discs, and I think I just have a bunch of smudges on the back. I mean, you can't really tell. Hey, look, there's a reflection. But yeah, it's reflective. I love that. The fact that they...
Hey, there I am.
Yeah, the fact that they... you know, take so good care of people, just like the little shops like that. But yeah. I'll go there and report back.
Report.
But yeah, from that, let's kick into some gaming news. Did you have anything to add? I know you're looking at the itinerary we have.
I added a little bit for just my little section, and other than that, everything looks good. And I'm learning a lot from reading your notes. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I got bored at work. I mean, I was bored, but that's not why I didn't. So there is, I kind of just bullet pointed some of these articles that I found. This was, I think, on Monday or Tuesday that so there might be more, like, newer articles, but we'll get into the couple of them. Let's see. First one, I can't remember the company because I don't think it was stated in the article, but there is going to be a Lord of the Rings Gollum game. I don't know how they're gonna how you're gonna play that, like how that's gonna. My first bullet point was what the fuck? Like what? I don't know what the hell's gonna happen. Like what? He's not a fighter. He's just like me. It's hobbitses and just
hobbitses. Yes. Yeah. All right, that was not bad. It was pretty good. But both of ours was pretty decent. Okay.
Mine was better.
We'll work on that.
There's no info or screenshots yet, but they slayed it to come out in 2021, which who wants to think about 2021 right now? That's too, I mean, we have games coming up next month.
I'm thinking about 2077. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh yeah. Cyberpunk. Did you play any of the Lord of the Rings games? Any thoughts on them?
I played Shadows. Two Towers back in the day.
Mm.
That was fun.
I have one on Steam, but I can't remember what it is. Let me actually look it up. War in the North. Lord of the Rings, War in the North.
RTS, I think?
I don't think so, but I don't know, so I can't.
Who knows? No one knows. Actually, nobody actually knows.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did play, I actually own both of the Shadows of games, and I played Shadows of Mordor a little bit, and it was fun, but I'm not a fan of the Assassin's Creed series. And I'm not a fan of
the Arkham series.
I like the Arkham games.
They kind of played like Arkham for me, at least.
The gameplay was fun, but it had like that the generals where you'd have to go through. I don't know. Maybe it's actually good, and I just don't know anything about it. But something disconnected me. And I remember my buddy played the new one, and he said he beat it, and then there was a bunch of extra DLC bullshit that you had to do to unlock everything. And I was like,
no. That's way too much for me.
Yeah.
I only played the. I played. There was one that was that kind of felt like a. You know the mode Conquest in Battlefield. I cannot remember which one I played, but it was kind of like that. It might have been online too. But then I played the Shadows ones, which I really enjoyed them. But you're right. There was something that kind of disconnected me from it. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like overwhelming for me because there was so much to do. So many of those bosses.
I heard that too. Where it was just like there was almost too much to do, which you'd think is a good thing, but
no. Yeah, some games. I think that's why I've shied away from like Witcher and Skyrim for all these times because I'm going to play Witcher because I know that you have a hard on for Geralt or Rivera.
No, it's an innie. Okay, it's an innie boner.
Oh, it's an I don't even know in owner.
It's an owner. I agree, though. No, I can understand. It does take a while to kind of decompress everything, unpack everything.
Yeah. Which actually, my statement actually segues pretty nicely into my next topic, which is Elder Scrolls Blades, which is the Elder Scrolls mobile game. Have you heard or seen anything about it? Elder Scrolls Blades.
I have not. But that like that's two things. That I don't know if I could. Well, I like the Elder Scrolls series, but I don't know if I could be more disinterested after hearing it's like Elder Scrolls. Fuck yeah, mobile game.
It's actually like I'm in the early access. Like on Androids, okay. You can go into the Google Play and like pre-register for a game, and then once it's available, you get a notification like, "Hey, this game's available. Download it now." Whatever. So I downloaded it, I installed it, and I played for like 2 seconds. It like kind of shows you how to do everything, and then it, for the viewers, I'm gonna put the what it says on the screen up, but I'll kind of read it for the audio. But it's this. It's a little picture. Right here, it says, it's going to be backwards, but it says, "The Elder Scrolls Blades. Thank you for downloading Blades. To ensure a smooth experience for everyone, we are limiting access during the launch period. Make sure notifications are turned on so we can let you know when you can play Blades." So it's kind of like, I actually really like that. It's kind of them saying, "Hey, we know we're rolling this out. We know it's a soft rollout. It's an early release. We're still working on it. So here's what we want you to play when we want you to play it," kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the betas are like, "Here, you play all of it, and then if shit gets shitty, you know, I mean, you're there like complaining about the bugs, and why aren't they doing this?" When it actively goes down, you know they're probably working on it to do something.
Yeah.
It's the cool thing about it, though, is you can play it in landscape or portrait mode. So, like, landscape is sideways, portrait is up and down. So, like, you're holding it like your normal phone. And it works the same. Like, you tap and hold to attack. You can... I only know what they did in the little very, very, very short tutorial, but it seems like it'll be fun. I mean, it looks really good. And being able to play it on portrait when you're maybe, like, walking to class or something, or walking, you know, through a mall.
Or driving.
Or driving. Yeah, exactly. Why would you not drive and
what
play?
What else are you doing? Yeah. You're not doing anything totally. Else while you're driving. Let me jump in here real quick. Are you done with that?
Yeah, I was going to move on to the next one, but you can go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here with two announcements that we had that I don't see on the list. Borderlands 3.
Oh, yeah. That was recently, actually. That was after me made this.
How are you feeling about that?
You know what? I think I'm not as excited as everybody else yet because it's been so long since number 2 came out. That's why I think that's kind of the same thing with Kingdom Hearts 3 for me. Like, the second one was so much fun that nothing was seen of 3 until last year or 2 years ago when they kind of, you know, released like little trailers here and there and information about it. Then you're like, "Oh," then your excitement for the second one kind of diminished. So I think I'm going to go back and replay Borderlands 2 to kind of remember how much I loved that game. And I have it on PC, so I can do that. I'm going to run back and play that. But
yeah, we should actually do that because now here's...
We should stream that.
We can double team it.
Yeah, and there's also...
We can double penetrate that game.
This is a side note. I meant to tell you this yesterday, but people can hear it on our podcast. I don't give a shit. there's a new... stream team mode, I guess, on Twitch.
I saw that. I didn't look at the email for it.
Yeah, I got the email too. I didn't look into it. Maybe it emailed our Odyssey podcast email and we both got it.
It probably did, yeah.
But yeah, so we could probably stream at the same time.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would be cool. We know how I feel about Bullet Sponge games. I'm not a big fan because it's like, you know, I'm shooting the guy. He should die. I like the realistic, but these games are so funny.
Yeah.
They're fucking hilarious. I
still need to do the D&D DLC, the Tiny Tina's Dungeon or whatever for Borderlands 2. Do you have it on PS4?
I have the Handsome Jack Collection or Edition or Remaster or whatever.
You don't have a capture card, do you?
I don't.
Okay. We could probably do it on PC if you have it on PC. But we'll get into that. Keep your eyes peeled, ears peeled for that. We're probably not going to do an audio for that.
No, that would be kind of weird.
What was the other game? Yeah.
Is something I'm actually personally really excited for. We've got a newly announced, I think 2 days ago, Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where it's his daughter, right?
It's his daughter, possibly daughters. I don't know too much. All I know is that it is two girls,
one
shit stomping Nazis.
Yeah.
And
did you play
two girls, one Nazi?
Did you play New Colossus?
That's the new one. I didn't finish it, and I really, really regret not finishing it because I loved
it's so much fun.
The New Order.
Yeah.
That game is just, it does everything right for me. It has the classic elements of picking up health, picking up armor. It's that old Wolfenstein feel, but just so much more over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, that first game where, you know, you're playing at the beginning of it, you make a decision on who to save, and it's so visceral and, like,
yeah,
they kill the other one. That's the point. You choose one to live, the other one dies, and, like, it just is so nuts that the end of the game happens and all this shit. It was so good. I really like the first one. This one's going to be on, and honestly, I don't know. Okay, it's the first co-op, so it's going to be co-op.
Yeah.
He has twin daughters, wield powerful arsenal of new weapons, gadgets, and abilities to liberate Paris from the Gnazis.
The Gnazis?
The Gnazis.
The Gnazis?
Gnazis. And it will be released on the Switch.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have likely the same company. Is that Arcane?
Sure, man.
Arcane Studios? Bethesda Arcane, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, Bethesda did the Wolfenstein series.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited for this. I don't know much about it. I really should have researched it better. But the important thing is now you know what's coming out, so just buy it because these are good games. They're quality games. They're longer than your six-hour normal, like, campaign first-person shooter.
Yeah.
You're going to, you know, that you're going to find.
I mean, that game it's so much fun, too. Like, both of them, New Order and I think it's New Colossus, but I could be wrong. I can't remember. I know it has Colossus in it, I think.
Let me see here. I got them both on PC. What do we got here?
But I know that
Wolfenstein, it's the New Order and the New Colossus. New Colossus. Wolfenstein.
But yeah, like, those games for me have replay value because they're just so much fun. Like, I want to go back and play it. Just like Doom 2016. It's really fun.
I need to get that on PS4. That needs to be the next part of the collection.
Yeah. Speaking of things on PS4, I'm going to hop back in and add another one that I didn't add because I just got this info in an email the other day or saw it online. I can't remember. But for April on the PSN, the PS Plus free games are going to be Conan Exiles. It's that, like, online survival Conan game.
Yeah, where you can have a penis out.
Sure. No, that's Rust. Or maybe it can happen in Conan, too. I don't know.
It can happen in Conan as well.
You can have your penis out.
You can have your penis out. And any game that you can have your penis out, I will play alone.
And the other one, which I have on PC, but I didn't get to play very much of because my desktop at the time was so shitty, The Surge. It's a Dark Souls clone. I know you hate saying that, but it's like a Dark Souls clone. It's like you're a guy who he's like in a wheelchair and he gets this like exosuit and I played a little bit of it in a couple streams last year, but it was really fun.
I have 56 minutes played on Steam. So
wait, let me see what I have on that because I think I had more than that. What is it?
I played it and I was very far removed from Souls at the time. You know how you do? You go. It comes in waves.
And, 7 hours played.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
you get pretty far.
It was pretty good.
It comes in waves, and I just wasn't into it, so I stopped. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. You're not going to like all Souls games, Soul style games, except for I do. So, let's get back onto track with some more Battle Royale information. Battlefield 5 Firestorm. The Battle Royale mode dropped recently. Couple little bullet points for this bad guy here. Create a classes only pertains to cosmetics. Like, for example, your create a classes, you don't get to use the guns. Obviously, it's a Battle Royale mode. You go and pick up guns and stuff. It looks like you start on the ground instead of dropping in with a knife only. Obviously, it's going to be a slower pace than Blackout and Apex because, you know, Battlefield is a little... What are you doing?
Huh?
Your highlight?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, what's
I was just going. I'm just going through it. I forgot we're sharing a document. I'll look at it.
Another thing they have in there, which is kind of in the same realm as Blackout. I don't know if they've changed it in Blackout because I haven't played Blackout since Apex came out. But in Blackout and Fortnite, I think they actually did add it to Fortnite, respawning.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. But they're not doing respawn. No respawns. But my favorite part about Battlefield Firestorm is this. If you have a pistol when you go down, you can fire off a few shots from the hip when you go down as you're crawling.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, like, imagine, like, some dude knocks you down. You're like, fuck you. Like, you turn all into Schwarzenegger. You're like, I'm going to get you. And then you just keep firing bullets.
Die.
And another thing that I don't see, this makes me want to try it, the destructible environment within a battle royal. Like, could you imagine, like, imagine an Apex, like, somebody sitting in that tower, like, above everybody, like, they have the high ground, you just take out a rocket launcher, poof, shoot it, the entire thing crashes down, they die. That sounds fun. Although, it's kind of weird, because I want to try it because of that, and on the other hand, I don't want to try it because I feel like Battle Royal will be kind of just a little too funky Cole Medina for me.
Yeah, it's... what's weird is, like, that game got trashed, and we all played it, and I had fun.
Yeah. No, it was fun when we played it, but it's...
I enjoyed it better than Black Ops 4 multiplayer. Oh, yeah. I thought it was... I just enjoyed it more. I'm not saying either one was better, but I just enjoyed it a lot more because you weren't having people respawn, like Ant-Man and Thanos' asshole. Like, it was
Did you hear about that too? So if you guys haven't heard the running theory, I think they had this theory prior to, but it's resurfacing. The theory in Marvel as to why Ant-Man wasn't in the Avengers Infinity War was because Ant-Man could have easily just shrunk down, went into Thanos' asshole, and then grew big, destroying him, making him.
Although there's a video of. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Who's the actor that plays Thanos?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. He's on the toilet. It says hashtag flush Ant-Man or something like that. Gotta flush Ant-Man or something like that.
That's
he gets memes, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, so. He's awesome. Then after that, there's actually some news about Smash Ultimate Update. Donkey Kong's punch glitch. Where it has a tendency to magically go through other players instead of hitting them. I would say that's a big glitch.
it's kind of like not what you want to happen. Exactly. It's kind of the opposite.
And a little other side note, if anybody plays Smash, his super armor doesn't proc when the giant punch is used in midair. So I don't know if that's as detrimental, but still, you know, just another article I came across. And this is actually kind of cool. Do you play League, right? Have you played Dota 2?
I played one match of Dota, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, I played half a match of Dota, and I was like, nah. Because the store, like, I guess you can, like, call somebody out to, like, a store to come to you or something. I have literally no idea. I've only played half a match of it. And yeah. I was like, this is not anything like League, so bye. But this cool thing here is you're able to bet in-game currency on pro tournaments. Like, imagine in League, you can bet Blue Essence on pro tournaments.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You can either place a bet and win the odds, or whatever, win the amount of odds, or build a fantasy team and accrue odds based on the player's performances, or accrue in-game currency based, or no, it is odds based on their player's performances. What do you think, would this be something that they should implement in League, you think?
I think they might catch some shit for it, personally.
I do, too.
I know it's in-game currency, and that you can't buy Blue Essence, right?
Right.
No. So it's not like you're not gambling. You're not gambling real money, so it's... I mean, gambling laws are what they are.
Yeah.
I don't think you can really do it, but you can buy, like...
Champions.
You can buy stuff that gives you Blue Essence, right? Those little containers. Does League have loot boxes? I don't even know.
They have the key, the chests.
That's cool. I just know... Well, okay, so I should preface it with, like, I'm not a gambler at all. I'm really bad at it. I don't understand it. I don't understand odds. People say, you got 101 to win. I'm like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, 100 to 1 just means that if you win, you get 100 times what you bet.
Oh, well, that's really easy. I should have just asked.
Yeah. So if it's 2 to 1 odds, if you...
get 2 to 1 odds.
If you bet on 2 to 1 odds, you just get double your money.
Oh.
I actually didn't know that until recently either, so it's so like, fresh in my mind.
Like, 6 to 1. I'm like, I'll take 4, please. What?
What did you say?
Yeah, that's it. So
yeah,
that
just
would be
4.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it personally. I could see that being.
I would try it. if it were in League. Man. I'm not going to play Dota because no.
That's going to be a whole new Twitch channel, like a whole like category,
like a weird salty bet.
Can you, and then you got some weird dude in like a wife beater with like a chin strap beard, and he's smoking a cigarette. Like, yeah, we're going to bet on these guys here. He's going to have like 40,000 viewers
for no reason. That's going to be no me.
Just like, yeah. you gotta shave it to that pencil.
Like, I had that before. That I think you remember thing. When I had that. I had the douche pencil stat or pencil.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Beards are hard. Okay, they're tough.
They tough. Yeah, this they one tough. Was pretty long. Like mine was pretty long, but then I kind of because I didn't have my shaver. Like my face shaver, like the battery ran out and I couldn't find the power cord for it, so I just bought a new one. Yeah. But we could talk about facial hair all day. I love me some facial hair, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. This one actually might pertain more to you than I.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I got things to talk about.
For this one?
Yeah.
So the Nintendo Switch is releasing two more Switch models possibly this year. One is going to be focused towards the avid gamers. The other is going to be focused towards casual gamers. The casual gamers is thought to be the successor to the 3DS.
Filthy fucking casuals.
And it's going to remove certain features like the rumble feature that is cited in the article. We will and can post this link that we have to the article. If you guys wanted to take a look, it's on Kotaku. It's kind of where I just go instantly, but they don't have very much info on it.
I'll tweet. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, you just had a little blippy.
Okay.
Let's see. They say both versions are expected to be announced at E3 and possibly released a few months later in time for both Christmas and the release of new games like Pokemon Sword and Shield and Animal Crossing. I might actually pick one up because I've tried it. There just hasn't been very many games that I wanted to play on it yet. Maybe Smash is the only one.
So
dead air much
dead. I can't talk that's and okay. do anything at the same time.
That's okay. I have to try to talk while you're looking shit up.
Yeah. So they gotta keep it fresh, right? So the Switch came out in 2017, at the beginning of 2017.
It was just fucked. In March or April? April.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was early.
I think it was April 1st, 2017. Look at me. Hold on. I'm about to look this up. Switch release date.
So I'll March 3rd. I'll try to talk while you're looking it up. We'll figure it out.
I was wrong.
Yeah, no. It came out and was just selling like gangbusters, right? Like, it was crushing everyone. And it's kind of petered out a little bit, as you do.
You said
right?
Peter. You said Peter. That's a dick joke.
So this is great. Now what I would love, I wouldn't mind a casual model. Get it? Like
I feel Joy-Cons? Like, I feel like the casual model would be something that you would get like your kids. You know what I mean? It has all those less features. Just play the game, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
So there was talk of them having it so you can't remove the Joy-Cons, which would cause problems for some games.
I feel like it would, period.
Mario Party.
Yeah.
Even the vibration function, I think, would mess with some games.
Yeah, maybe.
But
I don't think... You don't think you need... I turned the rumble function off on my PlayStation controller.
Oh, it's that HD rumble, baby. That's good shit.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes when I want to, like, Google something, I put my controller on the table, on my desk, and then magically during a cutscene, like, your desk goes...
Yeah.
And I spit
it's...
everywhere. But it's... And then you're like, oh, my God. And you have to try to pick it up and... Yeah.
Well, see, what that would do is it'd make it cheaper, because that HD rumble ain't cheap. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would be cheaper because you'd have your controllers attached to the, you know,
not
to everything.
External controllers.
And it would be right. It'd be great for kids because they're gonna break everything.
And they're gonna play it in bed most likely when they're laying down to go to bed.
Yeah. So. I want they are calling it a pro model, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Pro is, you know, just kind of it doesn't necessarily mean anything anymore. But what I would like to see, and there's talk of a newer, updated processor going in it, possibly. I would love to see a higher resolution screen.
That would be
battery life. Give me more of what I already have. because I haven't touched the Switch because I became a trophy whore again, and I won't touch it unless I can unlock a trophy for it. But yeah, I would absolutely buy a pro model Switch.
Because if you think about it, I think that's why a lot of people gravitated towards the PlayStation Pro. Sure, you get everything that you get from a regular PS4, but you also get like that 4K HD. You get better, I think you get better sound quality and a lot more airflow and stuff like that. I don't exactly know what the difference is, but I know the big one was the 4K feature.
Yeah, that's, you give me what I have, but make it better, and I will pay, I'll pay top dollar for it, honestly. Yeah. You know, especially with the Switch. That is one of my favorite systems ever.
Really?
Yeah, okay, you're playing it on the big screen. You got to drop a toozy. You pick that shit up and you go take a toozy.
Yeah, and then you, like, you get shit particles all over your Switch.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I get shit particles everywhere.
Gross.
Everywhere.
Gross. So I'm assuming you're kind of for these, right?
Yes.
I'm for them as well. Not against them, but you know, it might actually make me want to get a Switch if they, like you said, if they give you more of what they had, like kind of up it. But yeah, that'll do it for our gaming news. If you guys have anything you want us to talk about, please feel free to email us at theautosavepod@gmail.com. Give us any questions or comments or anything you want to shout out to us on air. We'll read those. Or you can tweet us at twitter.com/autosavepod. Or you can catch us both on Instagram, Crash Fist Fight Live, Cosmic Gaming. Check us out.
And we'll literally just say anything to us. At this point, just say anything.
And we'll read it. You can write "pooty butts" 700 times, and we'll just read "pooty butts."
If somebody tweets "pooty butts" at us 700 times, I will read it.
Okay, and I will go and make a dinner while you do that. But after the gaming news, we're going to switch over to our last two little segments here. One is going to be, what have you been playing? What have you been doing? A little more stuff on what we've been doing for our week, and actually, mine is going to be pretty long, and we're both going to talk about sushi side of rice. If you guys have not heard of and or played Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, our meme is making up names for it, so we're going to call it today Sushi Side of Rice. Marshall, tell me about what you've been thinking about Sushi Side of Rice.
All right, so we know if you go back. My history with the Souls games.
And if you don't listen to our other episodes, FYI, I'm going to cut you off for just a sec.
Plug it.
Oh, Marshall, it still says autosave file 001.
My man.
So if you guys haven't heard, our podcast is now up on Stitcher.com and Google Play Podcasts. So search us and subscribe. You'll get notified when we add a new one, and you can download it, have it an auto download. So little info there. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for letting us know. Sorry, that's midstream, but we had that fix going on.
What's important is that the screen, the card,
yes,
on the screen,
overlay says two. That's what matters.
And we set it, so that's...
We did. So yeah, check that out. Now, back into Sushi Side of Rice.
All right, so I am very familiar, and this game has kind of broke me a little bit. Like, I enjoy a challenge, right? As humans, for whatever reason, we try to find something that's very difficult and make it
harder. I think humans are, by nature, what's the word I'm looking for? Not narcissistic, but...
we're prideful.
No, like, we want to hurt ourselves, like...
We're glutton for punishment.
Yeah, that's essentially it. Glutton for punishment.
It does actually come down... I talked about with Sarah, my wife.
Yeah,
I asked her, because we're playing this game, and I'm loving it, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But it is getting me to a point where I'm not having fun. It is actually, like, to a point where I'm like, okay, I don't know if I am enjoying this anymore.
Yeah, you know what?
And I was just thinking, I'm like, why do we do this? Why is this a thing? It's you know, she says it inspires innovation. It's challenge. Inspires innovation.
Yeah,
it
but
makes you feel really good
when you
challenge yourself.
I think there's a thin line between a challenge and wanting to hurt yourself mentally. because this kind of goes into one of my bullet points. I spent 5 hours on one enemy or boss. Her name was Lady Butterfly. 5 hours. That's unreal.
I probably spent an equal amount of time on her, and I did defeat her.
And the thing is with her is I knew her moveset. I watched, like, I knew when to parry, when to attack. But if you miss one parry slightly, your ass is grass. You are worm food. And then you have to make that run back, hit that cutscene again, go through two more phases just to get last hit on, like, you need to hit her one more time, or him, or whatever boss you're fighting. You have to hit him one more time, and then you just miss a parry. And then she just goes all hibachi sushi on you. Just,
and she gonna cut you up.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with the term flow?
Flow?
Finding a flow.
I mean, I know the word.
Right. Like, basically, I heard about this. Some dude came up with it. Some really smart guy came up with it. And I saw somebody explaining it on the Joe Rogan podcast. I was taking notes. Flow is basically a state that you get in when you're doing something. You're trying to accomplish a task. And it's kind of like a...
autopilot?
It's a graph. So if something is too hard, it'll create anxiety. And if it's too easy, it'll create boredom.
Right.
Flow is right in between. So
gotcha.
That game is just, it's just shoots me right into anxiety. Like, I'm just like,
see, that's
don't want to explore in it because I'm like, oh fuck, I got all this money. I've almost got another skill point or another like level up in my skills.
Yeah.
Skill point ready to go. And I'm like, I'm gonna hang out in the grass. I'm just gonna sit and enjoy the fucking music.
That's why in the beginning of the game, like, I used all my money on I can't remember the name of the things right now, the soul things. Essentially, your prosthetic that you have, you get different abilities. Like, you can use, one's an axe, one you can shoot fire out of it, shurikens. And the way you use those is you get these little items that every time you use it, it takes a couple away, or one or three or four. I just kept dying. So I was, every time you die, if you have not played Sekiro, every time you die, you lose half of your money that you have. And you also, instead of leveling up, you have a bar at the top that every time you kill an enemy, you get a little bit of quote-unquote, I'll say experience for the bar. And every time the bar gets up, you get one skill point that you can use. Now, every time you die, you lose half of the XP in that bar, but you don't lose skill points, which is good. But at the beginning of the game, I died so many times, I just kept losing all my sen, or money. And so I just spent all of my money every time I could on the little items, the items you would use to use your prosthetic. Because I'm not going to be able to save this up for anything big right now. I have no idea what I'm doing. So right. I have like 300 of these by the time I hit the first boss.
Which is important to use when your boss requires a certain prosthetic ability.
Yeah.
So, I think we were all playing in chat when I was just like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And I had captured a couple, and I've seen a lot online of just bullshit autocorrects on enemies where you are clearly out of the way, but it autocorrects and gets you. Now that is beside the point.
Yeah. I've hit those too.
Lady Butterfly is not the first boss.
No.
She's not the first boss.
No.
She was the first boss for me. I should not have been there. So I was having trouble.
You didn't kill the drunkard first.
Right. I didn't do...
You would have had to get the drunkard first.
Yeah, no, I did.
But he was like a mini-boss, kind of.
I just had I didn't have what I needed. I was still... Yeah. Hadn't upgraded my health, hadn't upgraded my attack, nothing. So, eventually, I went back around. I fought the horsey boss. Killed him on the third time. So, it was like I had a couple goiters.
Goiter seeds?
So, they will let you use your healing... more than once. So every time you get a gourd seed,
it's essentially, it gives you, it's like an Estus shard from Dark Souls. It gives you more flasks or healing gourds in Sekiro.
Overall, though, it was exactly what I wanted. I wanted FromSoft to do something different. And everyone likes it. As far as I can tell, there's a couple people like myself that are like, this is bullshit because I can't win.
Yeah.
But
but that's what I was thinking.
I get it.
literally the only downfall to the game is the difficulty at points. Like, I'll beat the... I fought Lady Butterfly for 5 hours, and then after that, I went to the normal enemies, and I'm like, parry, 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 dead.
Come on,
I'm
like, get it.
Now this is super easy, because I've spent all this time learning how to parry just from this 5 hours that I spent on one boss. But you are right. You nailed it right on the head when you said you get this sense of accomplishment. Like, it's so difficult that when you do beat that boss, you're like, fuck yeah, I need to go jerk off and drink a beer. What is going on?
What up?
Let's what go. Up? I am a god. Get at me. You go fucking try to fly off your roof because you're like, I'm living forever.
I'm so good. I can go outside and do it. Watch this shit.
Watch
this.
Face first. I have a grappling hook too. And then you hold my beer and you try to grapple something and you just flat fall on your face. But yeah. You get that accomplishment and it's nuts.
But I can't seem to play it. Like we talked earlier, I can't seem to play it for more than a couple hours at a time. I can't binge it.
Yeah, we have a friend, Joe, who he's binging the whole game. Like, he's about done with it. I think he actually might have finished it yesterday, excuse me, but I'm not sure.
Really? Yeah,
maybe.
I wouldn't
doubt it. But he said he was good to try to. But he's, like, I just don't get it. Like, I play for, like, when I played Lady Butterfly, like, I beat her and then I was done for the night. Same with the boss I just finished. Like, I tried him the other night for like an hour and a half and I was like, you know what, I should probably go to bed, I gotta go to work in the morning, I'm gonna do that, I don't want to go to bed mad. And then I tried the next night and it took me maybe another hour and a half to do it, but once I finished I was like, oh okay, I'm gonna try to do some other stuff, I'm gonna buy some stuff and maybe farm some sen. Yeah. And then I got off and played Apex for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's one thing you can't do is you can't play it right before bed, because if you die I just want to fucking put my head through a wall.
Yeah, that, and it makes your heart rate so high, it makes your anxiety so high that you just won't be able to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's it does have the soul of a no pun intended Dark Souls game. It's got the soul, it's got the DNA, it is its own thing, and I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think the more I... And the same thing happened with Dark Souls. When Dark Souls first came out, I played it for a little while, and I just stopped playing it. Because I went in blind. I didn't know anything about it. I was having a hard time. But as soon as I started watching, like, not just lore videos, but walkthroughs of it, of like, this is this place, this is this place, go here, do that, it just made me appreciate the game so much more.
Yeah.
So maybe me going in blind and just for me isn't the way to go. Maybe I should kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of cool, actually, now that you're mentioning it, to maybe read up on the lore of the game if you can, if there's much out there for it. Kind of, it makes you invested more and want to get the story out of it.
Yeah.
But you were talking about how it does have the soul of a Souls game at heart. But what I'm noticing is that I'm having to unlearn years of gameplay mechanics for the Dark Souls games. You get no hints from other players, like the messages on the ground like you would in Dark Souls. There's no online assistance. Like, you don't have any friends. There's no summons. You can't even summon NPCs. You, as stated in the game, are the lone wolf.
Yeah.
You're on an island by yourself. I mean, you can talk to friends and be like, hey, how did you beat this boss? I mean, they can tell you, but executing it is completely different.
Yeah.
It's easier in a way. There's no special things to learn about bosses, just you and your sword. Some bosses, after I'm reading this, are kind of different. But and another thing that I learned is you got to stop creating distance between you and the enemy. If you stand toe-to-toe and just be aggressive as fuck, it'll be a lot easier.
Right. Because you're used to having a stamina meter, which you sort of still do.
The parry meter,
but you can really sit there and block. And a helpful tip, if you don't know, if you create some, if you do get some distance, you will recover your poise faster while you're blocking.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that. If you got some distance, block, that poise meter will return back and you'll be good to go. Yep. I think it's brilliant. I think that whole shtick is brilliant.
Yeah, I agree. And my last little note that I wanted to to say is if you find yourself dying a lot, keep dying. You'll learn their moves. You can anticipate their moves, and you'll be able to beat them a lot quicker once you anticipate. Sure, you might, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you might slip up and miss a parry and then just get fucked, but...
And don't worry about Dragon Rot, because you'll get a way to stop that.
Yeah.
But Now, here's something that I have been doing, and I need your input on it. I'll input
put,
you.
Put me in.
Put me in. I actually, especially on bosses, will not resurrect until a certain point.
That's exactly what I do. If a boss, like Lady Butterfly, for example,
At least phase two.
So I would try to get through the first phase without resurrecting. I would not, if I have a second resurrect, which if you guys, again, if you haven't played it, your second resurrect, it's on a cooldown, essentially. Every time you do a death blow, which is kind of like a finishing attack, I guess, if you will, it raises your second resurrect. Did you know that?
You can push it through and whatnot.
Yeah. I agree. There is a, for every boss, like, especially the one I just fought, his first phase, you have to do two death blows on him. And then the second phase, he does like some weird gigantic lightning attack. So I would try to get through the first death blow without resurrecting, if not the first phase without resurrecting. But I don't use my second resurrect until they're at least towards dead on the second phase.
That way you can actually, because when you resurrect, it makes the other NPCs in the game sick, basically. So you can prevent that by just dying, and you can also save yourself some. Well, it actually kind of worked my sanity a little bit, where I was like, you die and you have like a bad run where they kick you in the fucking dick, and they're like, well, you're dead now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just fucking die.
If you just die immediately, you're like, okay, reset. Let's try this again.
I've probably put maybe 8 hours into it, and I'm not far. Solid 8 out of 10 so far. Yeah. There's a lot that
I think I would have to give it. It's really up there on my favorite games list now. It's close to Dark Souls 3. It's just once I actually get everything. I feel like after I beat the game and when I go into New Game Plus, I'll kind of have a better understanding of everything and start to like it more because I know all the enemies, because I know how they react and what they do.
That is where I'll be at. The more we play, the more we'll like it. So that's for sure.
Yep. And it looks like, I mean, we could talk all day about Sekiro. We could probably make a whole episode about it, but I want to kind of play it a little more. We can get more info on it because I feel like this is going to be something we could talk about a lot. At least a little bit, but
we'll do updates.
Yeah, we'll do updates. But
see, we'll if go I haven't into... shot myself in the foot because of it.
Yeah. We'll go into a couple things that you've been doing, and then we'll go into our next top 10. So you have
we're
a couple
make
things
this
that you wanted
pretty
to.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, man.
I need you to play. I just shot you a YouTube video. I need you to play that for a little while I talk.
Okay.
So I decided that I was going to get a Metal Gear Solid trophy, platinum trophy. They're all pretty challenging, but it turns out.
Hold on. What is it?
I need you to play it.
I need to copy and paste it.
So, Metal Gear, while you're getting that worked out and playing that way, if people don't go crazy. Metal Gear Solid 3 trophies are essentially collecting. So there's these little frogs called Kiritan, and there is one in every zone, and you have to shoot them. There's 64 of them. You have to shoot one in every zone, and at the end of the game, then you get the trophy for it.
I heard
this noise for 8 hours straight, because I sat for 8 hours, played the game straight through... collected. You could stop it whenever you want, because I know people are gonna go nuts.
Yeah.
I know I did. So you gotta get every snake, every frog, bird, fruit. You have to get all the camos, all the face paints. You have to see all of the hidden extra scenes, and if you've played the game, you hold R1 to see like hidden through like snake's eyes. It's called snake eyes.
Oh, how clever.
So the end of the game hits, like I described last week. It is beautiful, man. I didn't watch like any of the cutscenes, but I did watch the last one.
Yeah.
Beat the game, trophy pops. trophy pops for collecting everything. You have to get a certain rank for collecting everything. And I'm like, where is my frog one? where's the frog one? I'm like, I'm sitting there, credits roll, I see my score. I get the last camo, the last face paint, get the trophy for each of those. I'm like, where is the fucking frog one? Now, there's no...
Oh, you missed one.
There's no tracking. I missed one. The last... Towards the last bit of the game, they're all... They're just sitting there. You just got to find them and shoot them. And a guide will tell you where everyone is. It's really easy. But there's three of them towards the end of the game that you have to hit. One, two, three, four, five. There's five at the end of the game that you have to hit with a sniper rifle while moving on a motorcycle.
Ooh.
While getting shot at.
Yeah, yeah.
By various things. So that took me an extra hour and a half to get those five. And then it didn't happen. So I retried. I loaded a save. At one of the last bosses, when you fight Colonel Volgan for the first time, there's one during that fight, and then the rest of them. So I did the fight, I got the rest of them. Still not.
Now, do they save after you do it? Like if you got like three of them and then died,
they do. Well, no, you gotta
finish the level.
You gotta finish it.
Mm.
But I was like, well, fuck. I was like, I have one trophy, and then I get the platinum. Like, there's no way. Took a rest, took a little snooze, woke up the next day. I was like, we're going to do this. I know where all I have to do is, it's not going to take nearly as long, because I know I got all the other trophies. I just need to get these little frog bitches.
Yeah.
You can play it on very easy. Yep. You can play it on very easy. You get a silenced gun with an infinite suppressor and infinite ammo. So it's not hard to do it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
I get all the way to the first time you fight Colonel Volgan, and I remembered that I loaded a save and didn't get that frog. So all I had to do was get the frog during the fight and finish the game. I didn't have to beat the game over again like I did.
Yeah.
But luckily, when I reloaded or started the new game, I loaded I beat the game, made a save, loaded that save as a new game, kind of like a new game plus, but not really.
Yeah.
Got to Volgan's fight, hit that one, then the trophy popped, and I was like, fuck this. I was so done with it because of that stupid noise. But that's one of my... It's probably the easiest platinum I have, next to I Am Mayo.
Yeah, which is literally, you just tap something, right?
You tap the mayo jar 10,000 times.
Oh, man. I don't know how you did it.
I tapped X 10,000 times.
Your other platinum that you have on your list here, I actually have.
You have Infamous Second Son?
Yeah.
I loaded it up. I beat it when it came out, and my trophy whoring days were...
We're not there yet.
They were in remission, and now they're fully inflamed again. So I picked that up, and I cleared the... All I have to do is... I got to beat the game evil, and I already cleared the top islands 100%. So I loaded up my hero save... that I've finished the game, so I'm just doing the cleanup on that. I'll do all that, and then I'll do a playthrough on the hardest difficulty, play evil, and then I'll get the platinum for that.
Nice.
Because I was looking, I'm like, man, you know, I played a little bit of Sekiro, and I was like, I need a break. I want to try to platinum something. And I was like, you know what? That sounds fun. Because Spider-Man was fun to play. It was, they're basically the same trophies for 100%ing every zone and every island.
Yeah.
That shouldn't take much longer.
Yeah, that game was super fun. I loved that game. It was a lot of fun.
And yeah, that's all I got. That was
the other thing you had on your list was sushi cider rice, but we covered that in length. So now, the long-awaited return of the Top 10. Today we're doing a new format. It's going to be, instead of us doing 10 each of a certain category, we're going to do a combined five and five. A
compilation, if you will. A
compilation, if you will. So we're going to... Today's Top 10 is going to be Top 10 Video Game Systems. And we did five each, and then we worked together to put them in an order that made sense.
And so far, I think
it looks good.
Because it's tough. It's tough when we each do five, and then we have to kind of adjust it. But like, if I had to pick,
had to pick your 10, this would be what you have done.
At least they would all be on the list. They might not be in this order, but right. This is.
I agree.
You know, damn near. Damn near.
So
I'm gonna kick it. I'm gonna kick it to my boy Cosmic. Start it off.
All right. Number 10. Number 10 on the top 10 gaming systems list. Now, these are not like an official list of what the top 10 systems are, but they're just our opinions of our favorites.
They're our favorite.
Number 10, we're going
to... I can't respect you. Sorry.
Sorry. You're out of frame, by the way.
That's okay. They don't need me.
No, they don't. Number 10 out of the top 10 is going to be the Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo Switch, baby.
Yeah, and some people are going to feel like, why is this number 10? Because have you seen the rest of the list? No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
And you will.
Don't call it a comeback. Nintendo's been here for years.
That's right.
Bringing suckers to tears. I love this system. I didn't think... Actually, I was on the verge of selling it because I played the shit out of Legend of Zelda. That was all I had. And I don't even remember what came out. Like, I think it was Mario. It was like the second game that I bought for it when it came out. And it opened the floodgates. And I got like 20 games. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is one of my favorite games ever. And
I've actually never played that.
It's interesting. I don't like anime, but and it's a hardcore like anime, like the styling of it and all that.
Yeah.
But the battle system is just really complex. And it's really good. It's like I said, we already talked about it, man. You're playing your Switch. You got to take a Tuzzy. Bring it with you. Get poo particles on it. It's fine.
Get poo particles on it. I don't own one, but from what I have played of it, it's a solid system. There may not be too many games that I personally like on it, but the games that I do like and played are really, really fun. Like, I played a little bit of Breath of the Wild. Didn't have enough time to beat it, but I really enjoyed it. And then the one that really just made me want to get one was Smash Ultimate, just because Smash is a super fun. So
yeah, it is a good game.
Now I'm going to kick it back over to Crash to hit number 9. Tell me, what do we got?
Number 9 is the PlayStation 3.
Ooh, that is a good system. And again, you'll see the systems as they kind of build towards number 1. But remember that as we're going through this, they all deserve to be on the list, if not be, you know, higher up. But there may be better ones. So.
I've been playing the shit out of my PlayStation 3. It's what I did Metal Gear on.
Now, this is a little funny story about the PS3. One of our earlier episodes, I actually mentioned that I've never owned a PS3, and I lied, because I actually did, and I was informed by a buddy that I did, because that was the system that I destroyed my PlayStation 3 controller when I played Blaze Blue.
Oh!
I think I had too much PTSD and kind of just shut it out of my brain. Like, I was on the last boss of one of the stories, and I remember, like, vividly now, I'm sitting on my futon, it doubled as my bed, and it had, when you put it up into its couch mode, it had, like, metal sidearms. So, like, the headboard and the footboard were, not metal, I'm sorry, wood. So they're wood, like, panels. And so I was sitting on the side of it, and I'm playing the game, my right arm is resting on the armrest there, and I die, like, 8 times in a row. I get so pissed, I take my controller with my right hand, turn it sideways, and smash the left side of it directly, right into the fucking arm, and it splits open on the side. And then I can still use it, it still worked, and then when I actually sold my PS3, I gave that controller to my buddy, and I was like, hey, do you want this? And he kind of just took electrical tape and just taped it up on the side, but...
It still works.
Yeah. That was my PS3.
I'm trying to find that boss's name. It is like, it was definitely Ragna.
He was a white, like...
Ultimate Rachel. Or was it, it wasn't Hakumen, was it?
It was Hakumen.
Hakumen, yeah. That game was awesome. I have a platinum in that.
Do you?
Yep, I platinum that game.
It was Hakumen. He was such a fucking dick. Like, it wasn't... Yeah, it was Hakumen. He wasn't even last. Or he wasn't even... I don't think he was even technically
He wasn't the final boss. There was...
No.
Ragna, one of the versions of Ragna. It's like... Unlimited Ragna, yeah. Defeat Unlimited Ragna and obtain the power of darkness. This is arcade.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Azure Nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually has a 6 out of 10 difficulty on PlayStationTrophies.com.
It wasn't that difficult, but I was just not good. I was just not good at it.
Yeah, that game, fighting games. I only ever played Jin and Cheesed, so
yeah,
that's what. But the PlayStation 3,
yeah,
we'll get it back.
Reel it in.
It had a very slow, miserable start. But I'll tell you what, after my 360 ringed for the second time, I bought one and I never turned back. I never did. After that, it was always PS3. Huh?
I said I ain't ever turning back.
I never did, and I think that as far as not even necessarily just exclusive games, but just the quality of games that were released, it really pushed PlayStation to the next level, especially with their exclusives like Last of Us. I mean, that was so awesome. It pushed the PS4 too.
Yeah,
that's why I bought
the remaster for it. Yep.
So,
we'll go into number eight. I'll get number eight, which was the original Game Boy, the handheld Game Boy. Now, the only reason why I wanted this on the list is because of the nostalgia factor of it. It was one of the first handheld systems I ever owned. What are you doing? Oh, do it. Is the volume? There it goes.
Got it.
Is that the original Game Boy?
This is the Game Boy Pocket. This is the Game Boy Pocket. I have a green Game Boy Pocket that I bought at Disc Replay Taylor for $20.
Well, that's awesome.
Works perfect. Perfect condition. Perfectly dusty. Check that out.
Pokemon Red. Red, baby.
That's my original one. Look at that. BM right on the back. Bowel movement.
One of my favorite games for that was Super Mario Land and Tiny Toon Adventures.
Dude, Super Mario Land. I think every kid had that. Do you remember how you got it?
No. You just cut out for half a second.
I don't remember how I got mine.
Yeah. I had it somehow, and then I played the crap out of it, and I actually beat it. And then I went to I got Super Mario Land 2, which was the Wario one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was a completely different game.
Yeah, The Legend of Six Golden Coins.
Yep, that's the one. But yeah, it was like a game changer for me, like being able to play on the go. So that is why it is number 8.
And Pokemon was, I think, if you were born in the late 80s, early 90s, the original Game Boy Pokemon was
Your jam. Yeah.
It was your jam.
And that'll kind of kick us off into number 7, because this one had a lot of jams, too.
Number 7, the Sega Dreamcast.
Baby. This is actually the one where I played the most Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Did you?
The Sega Dreamcast, yeah. That, and I remember Shenmue was super great.
I love the remaster.
What was that one game? There was a game that I remember fondly. You put the VMU in, and it had a microphone, and you had to talk to, like, the fish.
Seaman.
And he had, like, an actual face on the fish. It was creepy as shit.
Yeah, you could talk to him. It was... Ugh. Yeah. I never owned one as a kid. I played Power Stone with my buddy, and I watched him play Shenmue.
Oh, my God. Power Stone Warriors? Oh.
Yep.
Why have they not remade Power Stone?
There's something to it. They did 1 and 2 on the PSP.
Did they really?
Yeah, you can play play it on the PSP.
It was so good.
There's got to be something to that. I'm not sure. But Virtua Tennis? If you never played Virtua Tennis?
I played the hell out of Virtua Tennis too.
Holy shit, was that? And it would actually on the VMU would have the tennis match in little stick figures.
Yeah, and
go back and forth on the VMU.
Speaking of VMU stuff, one of my favorite things to do with the VMU, when I think it was, I can't remember which Soul Calibur it was, but one of the Soul Calibers allowed you to put a game on your VMU. It was called Valdo Panic. let me see if it was.
That's awesome.
Valdo Panic, yeah. But it was, you got to play it on the VMU, and I remember that so vividly because me and my friend Matt at the time, we were in high school, maybe like 9th or 10th grade, and we brought them to school, and they were so small that we'd play under the desk in geography. We would just sit there playing our VMUs, Valdo Panic all day. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, that is a very solid system, and of course, it's a tale as old as time of the tragedy that is
Sega.
The Sega Dreamcast, and thank you, PlayStation 2, for destroying my childhood.
Yeah.
But also making it.
Yeah, the Sega Dreamcast was way before its time, I think, though.
Oh, hell yeah. They still haven't done, like, a virtual memory card like that or anything really close to it. Because, hard drives.
Well.
Whatever.
Like, like all systems now are, like, virtual hard drives, but only for your TVs. Yeah. Speaking of newer systems, number 6 on our list is going to be the PlayStation 4.
Hell yes.
And the PlayStation 4 is a phenomenal system, I think. As you're probably going to notice on this, there's one system that's not on it, and you'll probably know why. But the PlayStation 4 is, it's got a very strong list of IPs. They revamped the controller, which is just a phenomenal controller. Everything on it is just, it's so well done. I mean, sure, you're going to have some ups and downs with your system, Anthem. People complaining about
it's multi-platform though.
Yeah, like, that's true. You know. But yeah, it's solid, and the revamping of the PlayStation Network is really what hooked me into it when I got it. Yeah, because that's what I liked about the Xbox 360 the most was playing online, and I really wanted to play things like God of War, like just all their IPs that I couldn't play when I played Xbox. So I kind of chose that route.
It's really hard to you know, back with the last generation of 360 and PS3, it was very clear that 360 had the Xbox Live was superior.
Yeah,
very clearly,
it had a stranglehold on the online gaming.
Right. Other than PC, obviously. I still did the PlayStation 3. I still preferred it and played online with it, but you know, without party chat,
you
could not have a party chat on PlayStation 3 to this day. Well, it's not supported anymore, but you know, to the very last days that it was still their primary console, there was no party chat, or at least like playing different games. I still took it, and now you pay for your Xbox, or you play for your PS Plus. Yeah, PS Plus. There's just no reason to own an Xbox One.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, that's what's not on our list.
You could take that to the bank.
You could take that to the bank.
Although the Xbox One X is the most superior gaming console, graphically wise, and blah, 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 blah. What are you going to play on it? Crackdown? You going to play Crackdown? Who's going to play that? Terry Crews, you're my idol, and I'm sorry that happened to you. He listens to the
podcast. Oh, is he the voice of...
He's the main character.
Oh,
and I'm sorry, did a lot Terry. Of promotion for it. He's the best.
He is the greatest.
Speaking of Terry Crews, number 5. Are you done?
Go for it. I don't know that segue, but yeah, do it.
Segways is the
super... Not only for fat guys in malls anymore.
There you go.
That's a good segue, right?
Super NES.
Super SNES. Yes. Yes, Queen, yes. Yeah. I love the SNES. Yes, Queen. The SNES, like I mentioned, it was my first system that I owned. First game I ever played was Super Mario World. To this day, one of my favorite games of all time. Yoshi's Island. There's just so many things you can say about the SNES. The controller was really, really good. Is that your original one? God, that's so pretty. If you wanted to check out Crash Fist Fight Live on Instagram, he'll probably post some pictures of what you see or hear and see today. So if you're listening, don't be discouraged. Just check out the Instagram, and you'll be able to see it. But he is holding up a Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the original.
With the Illusion of Gaia.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
I will say that I did have, you know, there's, like I said, there's pictures of me playing the Nintendo when I'm like 2, which you're not actually playing it. You're just standing there with whatever. That is my earliest, like, gaming memory, is playing, like, Mario Kart with my
brother. Same. Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of it for me. When you got a system and gaming is still kind of, that's like the first push into it. Like, it was in its infancy, and this is kind of pushing it towards what it is today. You get games like Chrono Trigger, Earthbound, the Final Fantasy games coming out on this system. It's really mind blowing, and it did a lot for gaming.
It did do a lot for gaming. Like, and the library of that system is just amazing. Like, you had a good amount of Final Fantasy games that were probably some of the best Final Fantasy games there were. And you had Secret of Mana. You had all these RPGs that were stepping up the RPG game. Plus,
Super Metroid.
Yeah, Super Metroid. Just all these games that were just so good. I mean, we could sit here and list all the games that were good for it. But I think what we should actually do is hop into our next system that we talked about a few times and get that going, which is going to be the Xbox 360, coming in at number 4 on our top 10 list. Marshall, did you have a 360? You did.
I did. I had two of them. I had a few of them, actually.
Yeah. I think I've had a few of them, too. Mine was more because I was like, I can trade this in. I'm not going to play it. Oh, I want it back.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many times I've done that.
Yeah. It was a solid system with, barring the red ring of death.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I bought it because I had some extra money somehow. I was in high school still. I don't really remember, but I had money about that and Oblivion, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion, and that game blew me away. I loved it. I had a big-ass CRT that I played on it, CRT TV, and that was a joke. It still looked great, but that between that and Call of Duty 4, I mean, that kind of just cements it as a huge console for my life, at least.
Yeah, I think last week was our top 10 for favorite games, right?
Yeah.
My favorite game of all time is on that list, and it is for the Xbox 360, which is... Did you just say Call of Duty 4?
I did say Call of Duty 4.
Which is Call of Duty 4.
Which is your favorite game?
It is. I was looking up something else. My bad. My brain just turned off.
I can help you out with that.
Like you said earlier, doing two things at once is stupid.
I can't talk and look at the same time. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
That's okay. I appreciate you trying.
Yep. And it's also, the 360 has some very obscure games that I really want. One is called Operation Darkness, which is strategy game with Nazi werewolves.
I remember that game. I haven't played it, but I remember the artwork for it.
It's terrible. I'd love it.
Once we get to one of our other... I'm going to pull out an oldie but a goodie for one of the other systems at the top here.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you'll probably haven't remembered, and you'll remember it, and you'll be like, oh shit, I remember that shit. But the 360, it was like we were mentioning earlier, it did have... The thing that sold it for me was Xbox Live, for sure. Like, being able to have that party chat, play different games, and talk to each other was huge. That's what ultimately led me to get a 360 over a PlayStation 3, because, you're not going to always... At that time in my life, I wasn't going over to friends' houses as much because of online gaming. You could play, over the internet, and you had no need to do, a split screen because you had your own full screen in front of you,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that actually kind of blew me away because I had just been playing PlayStation 2 online.
Mm-hmm.
And for every game that you wanted to play online on your PlayStation 2, you had to have a account for. So there was no, there was no father, master account that you would have that you could play different games with. It was like, you want a Tony Hawk Underground online? Make your account with, Activision. If you want to play SOCOM, you got to have your own SOCOM with... was that Zipper Entertainment? You'd have to have your own account with that. So it blew me away. It blew me away that because I remember I think Perfect Dark, I think that was online.
Oh,
or I was playing something.
Good.
I was playing something on Xbox, and I heard two people talking. They're like, "You want to go play this game? Yeah, let's go play it." And they both left.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Oh, that's gonna be confusing," and they both got to kind of find their. you bounce out, you jump back in, you're playing the same game, or if not already in the same party.
Another fun little memory I had of playing Xbox 360 is when I was playing Call of Duty 4 online, and at the time I did not know what a noob tube was.
Oh yeah.
And this guy, I got into a lobby with people. I was playing by myself, and this guy goes, "Oh man, they're always noob tubing. They're always noob tubing." And I had no idea what that was, so I was trolling him, saying, "Oh, YouTube? You're saying YouTube? Why are you saying YouTube? Because I didn't know what it was, and now that I know what a noob tube is. For those of you who don't know what a noob tube is, that is what we called a grenade launcher attached to a gun in Call of Duty 4. People would start the map and just fire it from one spawn to the other in search and destroy and kill everybody. Another thing in that stupid game is people would team kill, shoot a rocket at the ground, and kill your entire team immediately. And you just had to like hope and a prayer that you could sprint fast enough to get away from that rocket.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Yeah, that'd piss you off.
Yeah.
That would off good.
Speaking of online experiences, I hear you have some good ones on this next system.
Oh, are you talking about...
You're talking about practice? Autosave...
Talk about practice? Talking about the Autosave Podcast Tap 3 favorite console, PlayStation 2?
That is what I'm talking about, the PlayStation Deuce.
The PlayStation Deuce. Man, I mean...
The Poo Station Deuce.
It's the Poo Station Deuce, man. That is, it's just a, it's still, I think, the best-selling console, if didn't get taken by the Wii, of all time, because it had the DVD player.
Yeah.
Killed our number 7 entry, the Dreamcast.
It did.
I remember playing The Bouncer. That was the first game I played on
that.
Oh,
my God.
The Bouncer and SSX, the original, not SSX Tricky, just SSX.
Yeah.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding, yep.
The memory cards were super expensive, so I never had one for a long time.
I still have my blue memory card for my PS2.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it is. I know it's somewhere because I had it in my laptop bag and I moved it to a box, but... I mean, for all I know, I don't have it. I had it for a while, though. But yeah, that, a lot of my early memories were that, too. Like, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 were super fun. I think there was a Tony Hawk 3 on that?
3 was on that, yep.
Yeah. There's just so many good games that were out for that.
Yeah,
like, I mean, for some... What do you...
I got my games back here.
Oh, that's right.
The Killzone series, which is still...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love it, but I've never gotten more than a couple hours into it.
Freaking Shadow of the Colossus, GTA 3... GTA 3. Remember I was telling you the story about how my dad would come home from work and want to shoot people in GTA?
Yeah.
That was that. And the one you actually got a trophy for, Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah, it's the best game of all time.
And another one of the best games of all time, Resident Evil 4. How is that not on our top 10 list?
Because that's not even my favorite... It's really good. I mean, you look at that game and then look at every third-person shooter for the next 15 years, and
that's
you're going to see influence from it. That over-the-shoulder was huge.
Yeah.
PlayStation
Soul
2.
Calibur, Dark Cloud.
Dark Cloud 2. I was playing that for a little while. That game's actually really good.
Yeah. I actually haven't played it, but I've seen it being played. Let's see, what do they got? SSX Tricky, Psychonauts, Katamari Damacy, Tony Hawk 4, Burnout 3. Hell yeah. Burnout was such a good series.
Yeah. I never played it. I'm not into racing. Oh, but I went Need for Speed Underground.
Remember those games? Need for Speed. I do remember Need for Speed Underground, though.
Those are good.
Dragon Quest, Prince of Persia, also a good game series. Beyond Good and Evil, which is, they're doing the second one coming out soon.
It's about time.
Right. Final Fantasy X. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Ico. Akami.
Ico. Oh, man.
I'm just reading off a list of the top 10 games of all time that are on this. Silent Hill 2, RE4, GTA San Andreas.
Dude, Silent Hill 2, I beat that last year.
Really?
For the first time. Holy shit, is that game creepy, and it's really
good. Yeah, it was really good. But yeah, well, you did number 3, right?
I did.
I'll pop in. Oh, I see what you did. You wanted to get number 1.
I didn't. I'll let you have that.
You can have it because I know you need it.
Oh yeah.
But because actually I do want number 2. To be honest. Number 2 on our top 10 list for our favorite game consoles of all time is the Nintendo 64 Entertainment System. This game had a lot, like we were mentioning with our games last week. There's so many good games for the Nintendo 64 that I had a lot of really fun times with. You got a cat.
I got a cat on me.
One of my favorite ones was Ocarina of Time, GoldenEye 007, and here is the game that you're going to be like, oh shit, I remember that game. You remember WinOps, Covert Operations?
Talk about Winback?
Winback! Thank you.
Bro.
Winback.
I know Winback.
You talking about Winback? Yeah, man.
That was like first cover-based shooter, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if it was the first, but it was definitely the most prominent one in my mind.
Yeah, because there was that, and then Killswitch came out.
Killswitch.
For GameCube, and that was like The tagline was "Take cover, take over."
That dude killed. Oh, why did Killswitch game? I looked up Killswitch and Killswitch Engage came up. Yeah, match. Oh, take cover, take aim, take over.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That was a good game too.
It was.
But yeah. Winback was there was a multiplayer too. I remember playing.
Yeah, it was. It's super fun. But there's Winback was amazing for its time, and I just had so much fun on all those systems, and there's nothing bad I can say about that system, honestly.
The first game I played on it, I played it at my cousin's house, was Super Mario 64, and that game, for whatever reason...
Oh, that's also fucking great.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I was like, it was the first 3D game console that I played, and I was like, there's a joystick. Why is there a joystick?
Yeah.
It's old technology, isn't it? Isn't that like what they used to use with like Atari and shit? I'm an idiot, but that's beside the point.
I mean, that
I just remember thinking that.
You said it.
Some of my faves, Star Fox 64, Wave Race 64.
Wave Race.
Jet Force Gemini.
Jet Force Gemini was great.
Is the whip, dude. That game is great. And that would actually, well, Rare's not, it was made by Rare. And it was on the Rare collection.
Yeah.
So I should actually probably buy that.
Do you remember, I can't remember the name of the game right now. Mischief Makers.
I never played it. I never played it, but I do remember it.
I played it a little bit. Yeah, side scrolling. And the only thing that I remember so much is when your character can grab things and shake them, and when you do, the character goes shake, 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 shake. But it was
I would always see this at the video store, but I'd never rent it
because it was really
fun. What it was.
Yeah, it's really weird, but it was really fun. Bomberman 64, another great one.
I never played that. Harvest Moon 64 is actually pretty rare, and it's rather expensive, and I'm really upset that my brother gave it to his friend.
Which one? Harvest Moon 64?
Harvest Moon 64, there's one going now for $42. Sealed, complete inbox with registration card, $164.
Jesus.
I mean, it's, for whatever reason, I mean, there's a one that's open for almost $200. So
yeah.
I would hate to see what a sealed one.
Yeah, just other games that I keep forgetting about after I'm even looking this up is Perfect Dark, Paper Mario, Conker. Again, Conker is another one that was an honorable mention for my top 10 for last week. And Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Snap.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Mario Party.
I'm still giving it to Jet Force Gemini. I love that game.
And then, obviously, Smash. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was huge. That was a huge game. That was huge.
My God, I forgot about 1080 snowboarding.
That was a good game too. I think I had
1080. Like as soon as that came on, you were like, "Fuck yeah, I'm about to do some ripping and tearing."
We're gonna carve into this fresh powder, bro.
Powder, bro.
I've never snowboarded in my life.
I tried once, fell on my fucking face. let's hit the last one on our list here and wrap it up a little bit because it is going a little bit longer than I thought, but that's okay. I don't have shit to do.
Hell yeah!
But I feel like you're going to talk about this one for a minute or two.
Man!
So hit it.
I'm not going to talk about the PlayStation 1 best console ever.
You're not. All right. Thanks guys for listening. That was the same podcast, same file too. But that system was phenomenal.
It was instrumental in me cultivating my own taste in games.
Yeah.
When I played Final Fantasy VII for the first time, I was actually starting to form opinions and getting taste for games and actually sorry, my cat was scratching my TV. Goddamn!
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. And then I played Xenogears, and I
best,
was just like
best PSX game of all time, Pepsi Man.
Pepsi Man, it's up there, that's for sure.
No, but one of the first games I played for the PSX was Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid, that too.
You know what it is? It's a solid game.
It's a salad game.
It's a salad game. About salad. Remember Fighting Force?
Fighting Force? I had the demo for that. I never never actually owned it. Let's see.
It was pretty good. Tomb Raiders, GT or Gran Turismo 2, Chrono Cross.
Chrono Cross is dope. I have that. I got that. Yeah. I have the Final Fantasy anthology with Chrono Trigger in it.
Really?
The PlayStation 1 version of Chrono Trigger, which is like, I don't like it.
Did you ever play Vagrant Story?
Yes.
Was it any good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit different. It's not like a turn-based RPG.
Wow, it's a 92% on Metacritic.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like gothic, kind of. Like,
yeah.
And the story is like almost kind of like a comic book, how like the wording is. The absolute unsung hero of like Sony JRPGs is
Parappa the Rapper.
Is Parappa the Rapper. Or The Legend of Dragoon.
That's also fantastic, yeah. Parappa the Rapper, though, man, you can't. That game was dope. Dope Alfredo.
It's all in the mind.
It's all in the mind, yep.
It's all in the mind. Then your Resident Evils, your Crashes, your.
Yeah, the
Pepsi Mans.
Your Pepsi Mans.
Your Pepsi Mans.
Yep. Kick, punch, it's all in the mind, yeah.
That's why I do have. I won't grab it, but I have the PS1 or the PSX, the smaller version of the PS1. I have my original one that I got. I think I got it in like 99. I have that, and then I have the LCD screen that attaches to it. It's like a 5-inch screen that you can just take your PlayStation and you get like a little thing attached to it. Flips up.
Yeah.
It's like a little laptop kind of thing. You could play your PlayStation 1. And I played Suikoden 1 on it last year, but now my PlayStation, the disc reader, it doesn't read discs, so I gotta buy a new one, which is real sad.
Oh, that sucks, dude. Kick, punch, okay. It's all in the mind. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach you sure to beat you. Nevertheless, you get a lesson from the teacher now.
And nevertheless, to get a top 10 every week from the Autosave Podcast, which your boy Kazmic. He's Kazmic.
Yeah, no, that's me.
That's him.
Yeah, and then you also got your bad boy Crash Fistfight over here. Or Crash, whatever you want to call him. C-Rash.
That's not my name anyways.
That's not my
name. It's Johnny Baboon.
It's Johnny Baboon.
It's Johnny
AKA
Baboon.
Crash Fistfight, AKA Johnny Baboon. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? I looked to see if we had any emails from listeners. We do not yet. So if you want to send us something, send us again at theautosavepod@gmail.com, or you can tweeter us at twitter.com/autosavepod. And once more, you can hit us up on Instagram, Crash Fist Fight Live, and Kazmic Gaming, KAZMIIK, two eyes like my face. Hit us up on those. We'll read your question out or read out your comment. So feel free to hit us up on those. Anything else that we want to say before we get out of here?
Just a shout out to all of our friends that watch us and that pay attention and give us feedback. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the sharing out. We got a couple new listeners, new watchers today. So again, thank you guys for watching and listening. And we hope that you guys join us every week.
Yep, this is really what we wanted to do. It's just kind of like, for me, it's a passion project. I love video games. I love talking about them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter if it just ends up being people we know that listen. Have a great time doing it. This is our third time doing it, and we're still kind of working things out.
Third time doing it, Save File 2, which is, we had our pilot, which we're kind of fleshing out all the stuff, and then we have our two actual episodes. If you want to check them out, you can go to Google Play and search the Autosave Podcast. You can also go to Stitcher.com and search the Autosave Podcast, or SoundCloud, search the same thing. Again, check us out on all those platforms. And one more to plug, Facebook.com/TheAutosavePodcast. Find our page, like it. You can also throw up your questions and shit there, too. We'll hit you back. And I think for that, that'll be it for us. Thank you again for listening and watching. We don't have a schedule set up yet for like an exact schedule, because we're both kind of in that transitional period with our schedules at work and jobs for me. So once we do, you'll find that updated on our Twitter page and our Facebook page. So follow to get updates. That'll be it for us. Thank you guys for listening. I have been Kazmic.
And I am, and always will be, Crash Fist Fight.
Yeah, baby.
That was good. Thanks. I like that.
Yeah. You just ruined it, but that's okay. flesh it out for next time. Thanks, guys, for listening. You guys have a wonderful night. Deuces, like a playa.
This podcast supports an autosave feature. Please do not turn off your device when you see the autosave icon.